Lekute Sicha is Chelik Yuzayin, Chag HaPesach, Sicha Beis. Siz Yidua, as Zayin Adoch Hilukin Tzishin Dechiv U Mitzvah von Schiris Yitzis Mitzayim Beleil HaPesach und von the Mechiyu B'chol Yem Ha'is Hashana. It's well known that there is a difference between the obligation and the mitzvah of remembering our exodus from Mitzrayim as the Chiyuv applies to the night of Pesach. And there is also a similar mitzvah that applies every day of the year that we have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but there is a difference. Einu from the Chilukim is, one of those differences is, as b'chol hashana is genug haschir ba'alma, all year round it's enough to mention it. Mitzvah lahaski Yetzias Mitzrayim, as it's written in the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. B'leila Pesach is the mitzvah. However, by the night of Pesach, the mitzvah is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to relate the story. Uvaloshna Rambam, and as the Rambam says, Mitzvah Eser Shel Torah, there is a positive mitzvah from the Torah, L'saper, to relate, to tell the story of Nisim and Afloish and Asal of Asenim Mitzrayim, of the miracles and wonders that happened to our forefathers as they went out of Mitzrayim. So we bow that the sipur v'schiris tzitzis Mitzrayim is yaseid gadol ba'amad chazuk v'teresenu v'menaseinu, and since, as our sages say, it is a fundamental, there is a foundational mitzvah, and it's a pillar of our Torah and our faith, that the story of tzitzis Mitzrayim umbo lona mitzvahs rabbis al zem mitzvahs esa mitzvahs loisesa, and there are many mitzvahs which are surround the mitzvah of remembering tzitzis Mitzrayim, both positive mitzvahs that we should remember tzitzis Mitzrayim and negative mitzvahs not to forget. Valkeinanu oimrim laolam bebirchaseinu betfilaseinu zechel tzitzis Mitzrayim, and that's why we mention constantly in our brachas that we make and in the prayers that we say, a remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim is moving, so it is therefore understood as in the Sibi Yetzias Mitzrayim Beleil Pesach, that in the relating of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach, Bert Euch Harois Gebracht, the Teichem Be'inyan Klolof in Yetzias Mitzrayim, it would express that fundamental subject of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the fundamental aspect of it. Bidosiz Yesoy Godel Ba'amud Chazak B'Teresenu, how and why this is a fundamental, a foundational mitzvah of our Torah. The mitzvah from Sibi Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Leil Pesach lent menop from the Pasuk. Where do we know the mitzvah in the Torah? Where do we have that mitzvah to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach? The Pasuk says, V'gadat alevincha, you shall relate to your son. But thus is the mitzvah from Zogin the Haggadah. That is the mitzvah that we call relating, saying the Haggadah. And since whenever you're doing something, the essence of it is expressed right at the beginning and also at the end. The beginning tells you what you're setting out to do, and the end concludes what you've done. So from the beginning and the end, you see what the true nature of what it is that is being done is moving. So therefore, it's understood as the Teichen Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the what is contained in the story of Mitzrayim, v'in dem is mudgash as dos is a teichem inyan klali, and the fact that it is, that expresses that it is a foundational mitzvah, is be'ikir in the ascholah v'siyim from the ikir nuscha agoda, would be found at the beginning and at the end of the main central part of the Haggadah. She'tikna chachamim chayv ha'alakoyl, the part of the Haggadah which is considered to be the essential part of the Haggadah, that which our sages instituted as an obligation to do on this night, to say on this night. But the Mishnah zokt, and as the Mishnah says, Maschil b'gnusa masayim b'shevach, you begin by relating even the uncomplimentary aspects of the birth of the Jewish nation, u'masayim b'shevach, and then you conclude with the praises of the Jewish nation as they are expressed at the end of the Haggadah. Mitchilas Avodim Ayinu, which starts with Avodim Ayinu, telling the story of the Jewish people being slaves in Mitzrayim, or Mitchila Eidei Avedazara Haya Veseinu, and also by saying the uncomplimentary, another uncomplimentary thing, which is that at the beginning we too were idol worshippers, our forefathers were idol worshippers. And then it goes on, the piske b'ish amda, it goes to, and that is the it's the promise that Hashem made to us that He would save us, is what protected us throughout the Golus, the siyum f'ninyan Mitzrayim, which is the conclusion, that's the conclusion of relating the story of Mitzrayim and the oppression. And then that goes into relating the story of Yaakov and his relationship with Lavan, Lavan, Sipi Yaakov and Lavan, Lavan and Yaakov, the Drush, that it goes then on, as the Rambam says, to expound on the story of Lavan and how he wanted to destroy Yaakov, and these are the fundamental parts of the Haggadah. Euch also, wie bald das Leute Nusach HaGadah, wie der Minig Shanagu bei Yisrael Magdeiris Rishaynes, since it is also the liturgy of the Haggadah, the words that were written into the Haggadah, which has become the Minig that the Jewish people did from the early generations, Haip Min On von Heilach Ma'anya, since that begins from the first paragraph, which is this is the bread of affliction that we say even before Vos Mezokt Gor Betchila Noch Far Manishtana, which is said even before the four questions. So since that was also said into the Haggadah, it's the beginning of the Haggadah, is moving as Oich Der Haschola, that this beginning too is Mudgash and Nekuda Klolis, that in this beginning there is also a fundamental meaning to it, that there's something fundamental in that paragraph as well. In other words, what he's saying is that the body, the main body of the Haggadah, which is Avonim Ayinu and Visha Omda, and that Lavan and Yaakov and the Tchilah of the Avodah Zarah, that would be considered the beginning and then later the end of the fundamental, the essential part of the Haggadah. Heilach Ma'anya would not be part of it, but since that too has become the minhag to be the beginning of the Haggadah, so there's something fundamental in that paragraph as well. And the same would be true also of the conclusion of the Haggadah, when it gets to relating the miracles and the wonders which Hashem did for us at that time, the siyum apiska from kama milos tevis v'albankum aleinu, which is expressed at the conclusion of the Haggadah towards the end, which talks about the Alachas Kama Vakama, where it says all of those 15 great things, Dayenu, and the 15 great things that Hashem did for us when He took us out of Mitzrayim. Ubona lo nebeis ha-bchira, and what is the end statement there? The last one of the 15 is that He built for us the beis ha-bchira, which means the beis ha-migdash, l'chaper al kol ha-beneseinu, to atone for all of our sins. So that would be the beginning of the Haggadah and the end of the Haggadah, and in those paragraphs would be expressed though that fundamental idea of what is expressed by Yetzias Mitzrayim and what we have to relate about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which the Rambam, the Chinuch, call a fundamental aspect of our faith. So we have to understand what is the fundamental aspects that we find in these paragraphs. So to understand what is contained, what is the central idea of the Haggadah and the relating of Yetzias Mitzrayim, first we have to tell and explain a number of questions that we have to understand about these paragraphs that the Rebbe mentioned. And when we understand the questions and answers to those of these paragraphs, we'll understand what is the central theme that is going through the Haggadah, which makes it fundamental. Base. So we begin with Heilach Ma'anya de'achola v'sonim b'arid de Mitzrayim. That's the opening verse of the Haggadah. The piske Heilach Ma'anya kumt noch dem simme from Magid. The fifth step in the Seder is Magid, relating the Haggadah, and immediately we start with Heilach Ma'anya. From them is verstanding, from this we understand that das was mezokt, the piske beim onim von dem oprichten dem Seder, that the fact that we say this paragraph, right at the beginning of conducting the Seder, at least the relating of the Haggadah, is Nishna de Farvas Yitaychen is Sumaz Mazayin Sum Seder Tish, the Alavas Hab Nish de Tzarcha Asudas of Pesach, is not only in order to invite to our Seder table those who don't have the means to be able to conduct their own Seder. Why can't it be only that? For in Dermal Totman, as Gedav Zogin Edem Ahib done the Seder, because then it should have said, been said right at the beginning of the Seder. We've already done four things by the time we get to this. Beim Kumen Ahim from Shul, as soon as you come home from Shul, that's when you should declare that. Or the Nachfir, even before that, Zayindik in Shul, when you're still in Shul, you should make an announcement that anyone that needs a place for the Seder should come. Yeisas kol de tzrich meint euch azah enem bema medaf euch bavzorgen mit idalet kaisas. Since when you say anyone that needs a place for the Seder, it means of course anyone that needs a place to drink the four cups of wine, which is also part of the Seder. Onoimdik from the Mershon Kos from Kiddush, and the four cups of course begin from Kiddush. That's the first of the four cups. So therefore, if it was only about inviting people to the Seder that we say this at the beginning of the Haggadah, then it should have been said before Kiddush, or even before you get to leave Shul altogether. So there must be something else also about why we say this first. Nor euch beiker, so therefore it must be also because, and even more so, valdos is the agdomo and aschol of ansibiyitzis Mitzrayim, because that paragraph is the introduction and the beginning. It's the first paragraph of telling the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Was the ribe kum dos davke gleich nor dem simen from Magid, and that's why Heilach Ma'anya is said after we get to Magid. Magid is the place at the Seder where we tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the first paragraph that is related to the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's why it has to be said after Magid and not before Kiddush. Because Magid is when we start telling the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Is Nishmuva, and so then we have to understand. Basa de Shaychas and the Aladrai Inyonim. What is the connection between the three sentences, the three ideas which are expressed in this paragraph of Heilach Ma'anya to the Msipa of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to the relating of the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim? But Adarab, it would seem to the contrary. Number one, the teichem from Ascholos Apisco Lachma Anya the Acholah of Azanim Barad Mitzrayim, the very first words which are, this is the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in Yitzias in Mitzrayim, is Nisha Sibbeven Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's not relating the story of leaving Mitzrayim, nor Adarabah, to the contrary, Veng Inyana Oini in Mitzrayim. That's telling the story of the pain and affliction that we had in Mitzrayim. Number two, also at the end, the last part of that paragraph, now we are here, now we are slaves. In other words, one day we will be free, but now we are slaves. Is mudgush das was mis in a matzah from golos un avdin, emphasizes again, hocha means here in golos, avdin means we are still slaves. Heipich siper ha-geula, which goes contrary to telling the story of redemption. So then what's the connection between this phrase and the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim? In the Klolos say that Amitzah Zinyan Belel Zeh Hashata, because in the general, the mitzvahs and what is going on this night, what is it's expressed in that paragraph as Hashata now, this year, which at the head of this of these mitzvahs would be the relating of the Haggadah, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the relating the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Dazai Mudgish V'Nikir Der Inim Funashata Cheirus. It should emphasize on the fact that we are free. That's the idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we're free. That we're free now. When the Riber Sarach Lasses Kol Ma'aselai LaZebeder Cheirus, and which is the reason why at the Seder we do everything as if we were free people. We lean, we recline when we eat, and so on. Und da sagt man, but rather than doing it in that way, what are we saying in this thing? We talk about the opposite, that now we are here, meaning a golus, hashata abdin, now we are slaves, hepech v'cheirus, which is the contrary of cheirus. So not only don't we see how this paragraph expresses the Yitzias Mitzrayim, it expresses the opposite, that we are still slaves. Gimel. L'chayre v'ot m'yiken zogn b'doichik. Perhaps we could say at least a forced explanation. As mit helach ma'anya, the achala v'zon barav d'misrayim, that by saying this bread of affliction is min oisin sumad gizayin, as nor abasona zanigibem barav d'misrayim. The emphasis here is our forefathers, they ate bread of affliction. They were in Mitzrayim. Abamir, whereas us, Zainanishu Mitzrayim, we are not in Mitzrayim. Now we are here, but next year we will be in Israel. As the Machuvin in them is, that the idea there is, Al Derech Vi the Mishnah Zok, Maschel Begnusim, Sayim Beshvach. The idea there is, that there, of course, we are still in Golos, but soon we will be in Geulah. So in other words, just like the Haggadah in general, it talks about the early days when things were not as rosy, but it turns into the story of redemption. So also in Helach Ma'anya, it starts with, yes, while now we're not yet out of Golos, but soon we will be out of Golos. That's the idea that's being expressed. So maybe that's some answer to this question. But it's difficult to say this because number one, lefizeh voltman the inyanu from the piske gedav zog nishva the shaila from anushtana nor nochir, because if this was the meaning, so then why is this being said before the questions that the child asks? This is already sort of the answer to the question, so it should be said after the questions. No nocher, but the ganz Haggadah, just like the rest of the Haggadah said after the four questions. Hayyei says, Amiris Haggadah mitzvah salamra derech tshuva al shayla shalu. Since the, as the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch, the relating of the Haggadah, it's a mitzvah to tell it in the form of an answer to the questions that were asked by the child, because that's how the Torah says it. If your son will ask you, you should respond this way, so the whole thing is done in that way, whereas this paragraph is said before the questions. Number two, the inyan for maschul begnus, this idea of that we start with the uncomplimentary part of our history, so that when we get to the nicer part, to now where we are and what Hashem did for us, it shows the contrast even more. Pasnor if an initial other, that only makes sense when you talk about the past, that there used to be a time when things were not so good, but then Hashem brought us to a beautiful place. Wie die Chazal sagen, as our sages tell us, sagen das wegen was man hebt dann mit Avodah Mayin Lufare mit Lufare, Mas mit Chilo Eiv Dei Avede Zore, Maschel Begnus, and as our sages tell us, where is this Maschel Begnus? What is the example of beginning with the uncomplimentary part of our history, the fact that we were slaves to Pari Mitzrayim, the fact that early on our forefathers were idol worshippers, that's the beginning, but that's the gnus, but that's all in the past. And then we get to the complimentary part of our history, it's that when now things are different than they used to be, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, that even though then they were idol worshippers, now Hashem brought us close to serve Him. Because when we show the contrast of what used to be and what is now, it brings out our thankfulness in an even greater way. And therefore it brings out also a feeling of freedom. When there's no comparison to somebody that used to be in prison and now is free, than somebody who never was in prison, so he's still free. Therefore, the contrast is shown. Thus is abenish masim kimuvam, but that, while it's true, but it doesn't really fit, and it doesn't make sense. Vemahiptam mit gnus behayve. If you would start relating about the uncomplimentary situation that is current, that is now happening, Hashata Hocha, now we are here in Golus, Hashata Adin, now we are slaves. Paschach has mis mispalum batuach as Lashon Abba ba'ar di Yisrael, that even though we are certain without question and that next year things will be better. We will be in Israel. L'shana abo b'nei chayrim. Next year we will be free. Is the sabbat nora hafenung v'regesh v'asav abunim mit chayrus ba'asid. But that's only a hope, and we trust Hashem that in the future we will be free and in Eretz Yisrael. Nish mit regesh achayrus ba'heba b'layla zeh. But that wouldn't bring you any feeling of freedom now, this night, when this night we're not yet free. This night we're emphasizing that we are still slaves and we're still in Golus. So how does that feel? How does that engender a feeling of freedom on the night of Pesach if we emphasize in the paragraph of Heilach Ma'anya that we are now in Golus? So it doesn't really fit in with the idea of Maschul Begnus. Because the Maschul Begnus only makes sense if you talk about the past, and you finish with the Shvach, which is current. But now we're talking about the Gnus that is current, that is happening now. Also, we have to understand Kanal in the Tzveiten Bava, in the second part of Heilach Ma'anya. We say anyone that needs should come and eat, anyone that needs should come and celebrate Pesach with us. What's the connection with this, and that it has to be only after Magid as a part of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's the connection? So therefore, based on this, we have to say, that even though the paragraph of Heilach Ma'anya is not really a part of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, as we've just seen, the actual story of Yetzias Mitzrayim comes after the four questions, as a response to the four questions. So, and that is not Heilach Ma'anya. Is the sabanigay etzum teichem from Magid tzibah b'Yetzias Mitzrayim? But still, there is a connection from the connection between Heilach Ma'anya and the general idea of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Ramdos is Adama Klolus, because this is the introduction to that whole subject. And the reason this is an introduction is because it explains to us and it takes away a question, a very fundamental question, in the Gansen Seder von Laila Zeh, about the whole, what's going on this night. There's a fundamental question that cannot be asked about that in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is answered by Heilach Ma'anya, as will presently be explained. Talit. Euch is nishmuven. Also, we have to understand, was mezokt Heilach Ma'anya di achalo av asana ba'arad Mitzrayim. Why do we say that our forefathers ate matzah in the land of Mitzrayim? The Mefarshim fragen, as the commentators actually ask, the mitzvah was mir essen itzt, the mitzvah that we eat matzah now in our day and age, by the Seder, is doch verbunden mit der matzah was the Yidden haben gegessen hat reisgeindig von Mitzrayim. That is because the Yidden ate matzah when they left Mitzrayim, not when they were in Mitzrayim. The reason we eat matzah now is not because the Yidden ate matzah in Mitzrayim, it's because they ate matzah when they left Mitzrayim. When we stayed weiter in the Haggadah, as the Haggadah itself says, matzah zush on oichlim, this matzah that we eat, al shum shlehispik betzekes, is because there wasn't enough time for the dough that our forefathers were taking as they took it out of Mitzrayim to rise. Shenema v'yefes abasik, as the pasuk says, that they baked that dough, ugus matzahs, as matzah cakes. Kigarishim Mitzrayim, because they were driven out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, we eat matzah not because of the way the Yidden ate matzah in Mitzrayim, but because of how they ate when they left Mitzrayim. Und der Teretz was werd gebracht, and the answer which is brought, as the Yidden haben in Mitzrayim gegessen matzah, that the reason why the Yidden ate matzah in Mitzrayim was given der Stege von Schweizen der Schuhe mit matzah, because that was the way of the world at that time. That the captives that they had, the slaves that they had, they would feed them matzah. Why matzah? Bipneshu kosher, because it's hard. Ve'enim esakel b'meirah b'kechometz, and it doesn't digest quickly, so it just sits there. So they had to feed them less. Other dosos the Sforno zogt, or for another reason that the Sforno brings, lechem shayoichlem ba'ini, that the bread that they ate when in this affliction, v'shloi hayolem pnai lahashes isosom, was because they didn't have the time to allow the dough to rise, atcha techmatz, b'bnei inogshim otzim, because they were being driven to work, so they didn't have time to let the dough rise. And that's the reason why they ate matzah in Mitzrayim. And so this answer that is given frecked up the Maral. The Maral disputes this answer. He doesn't agree to this answer. Because he says, V'heim dvorim shi'chachash ha'kosov ha'emes. That is something which is denied by the Pasuk itself and by the truth of the matter. Because we don't find anywhere at all, not in a Pasuk, not in a Mishnah, not in the Gemara, anywhere, that the Egyptians gave the Yidden to eat matzah. There's no source for this, says the Maral. So this can't be the meaning of this. And in addition to this, if that was the reason why we eat of the kavana, the purpose, the meaning of this paragraph, or that, yeah, if this was the meaning of what he's saying in Heilach Ma'anya, the Balagoda gebracht of them amaka, the Balagoda would have brought a source, as it says, which is what he does throughout the Agoda. Everything that he says as the Pasuk says. Whatever he says, he brings a source from a Pasuk. Over here, he doesn't bring any source for it. So therefore, this can't be the meaning of it. So first of all, the paragraph of Heilach Ma'anya has to be explained in order to answer all these questions. Hey, we get now to Avadim Ayinu L'Farim Mitzrayim V'Yetzeinu Hashem Elokeinu B'Yad Chazaka. We were slaves to Parim Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out of there with a powerful hand. If He had not taken us out of Mitzrayim, us and our son, our children, would have been enslaved to Pari even today. That's what we say in the Agoda. Says Yadua the Shaila Bazeh, so we know the question about this. The Gzeira if Golus Mitzrayim is to give them blois if Vavodim v'inu Eisam Arbeim Arba Meishana. Hashem told Avraham Avinu that the Jewish people would be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. Hein Vos Mein. So then, what does it mean? V'ilu Lohetz Hakadosh Baruch Hu. If He had not taken us out of Mitzrayim on that night, we would still be in Golus. The Golus Hatnish Ken Doirim Mervi Dalad Meishana. The Golus of Mitzrayim would not have lasted more than 400 years. And as soon as the 400 years were over, whether Hashem had taken us out on that night or not, that would have ended the enslavement of the Jewish people, because Hashem only put a time limit on it, 400 years. So why do we say we would still be there? So now, then Eden Volten Givem Shabbatim et Sadzeimahuz Vetchuna, if the Jewish people were the kind of people which are by nature subservient to other people, they allow themselves to be controlled by other people. Volten Gedavt Hobben Abazunder Oftu Tsaroisin Zefentchunus Abdus. Then, even after the 400 years are over, and there is no reason that the Jews have to be enslaved anymore, but since they are by nature the kind of people that don't rock the boat, they're afraid to. So then you have to have somebody come and take them out. And if not, they'll just, you know, continue on in the same way on momentum. They would still continue to do what they always did. But since the Yidden are by nature a free people, a rebellious people, they don't take somebody else's enslavement easily, naturally. Nor mitzad zedus bris ven absarim. The only reason that they ended up in enslaved to Mitzrayim was only because Hashem said by the bein absarim with Avraham Avinu, He said that this is going to happen. Only because of that, Hashem imposed it on us in the bris ven absarim. That's why we ended up being slaves, but not by because we naturally are predisposed to that kind of behavior. Is noch dem wie sendig zu des mana kotzov. So therefore, as soon as the time that Hashem placed on this gzeira, the 400 years, as soon as it's over, So then it automatically, immediately, the enslavement is over and we go back to our natural place in life, which is free people. They should revert to being free people immediately, without any interference, without any need to be taken out of Mitzrayim. You can't say as Mod Gedaft on Kumitzadim Haitzia Gosh Baruch, that we had to have Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim, so then was the Yitzhiyah given Nish Noch Dalad Meyashana, because Hashem took us out not after 400 years of being enslaved, nor Noch Redu, but only after 210 years. The Jews were only enslaved for 210 years. So that's why we needed, because it wasn't over yet, so therefore Hashem had to take us out, interrupt the 400 year enslavement. So why can't you say that? But I'm racist, because first of all, because that has nothing to do with leaving Mitzrayim, with the way that we left Mitzrayim. It has nothing to do with that. Nor mit oif nachezim from the old meis. The only thing that happened, the only difference that happened, was Hashem decided to calculate the 400 years in a different way. As the Eibishtahot say, nish gerechen from zmane yerid in Mitzrayim, that Hashem decided in His kindness not to start counting the 400 years from when the Yidden went to Mitzrayim, which was only 210 years earlier, nor from Leidus Yitzchak. He said, we're going to start the count from the birth of Yitzchak. And that's how we ended up going out of Mitzrayim on that night. Thus is of a Nishmashanadim Inyan, but that doesn't change the matter, as noch dem siyum from the Zman Kotzov, that at the end of the time, whatever time period it is, however Hashem decides to count the 400 years, as soon as those 400 years are over, even according to the earlier, start counting from earlier, they should automatically, so that's the new calculation, as soon as that calculation is over, the Yidden should just revert back to free people on their own, without any need to have any outside help. Shane is the second thing. We say us and our children and our grandchildren would still be enslaved to Pari Mitzrayim. Is das as euch anu b'neinu vot nachalz gvem Mitzrayim? Meaning to say that we would still be there today. Heipach von deyre v'yishu v'heine, which goes against what it says in the pasuk that the fourth generation will return to Eretz Yisrael. Is vi zokman as ilu lahetz agos baruch hazav seinu mitzrayim arei anu v'neinu v'neinu v'nei v'neinu v'shod ma'idu l'fara mitzrayim. So then, what do you mean that we would still be enslaved? The 400 years are over. Hashem already said that the fourth generation will return to Eretz Yisrael. Why would we think that we would still be there? So that needs to be answered. Vav. We go on to the next paragraph. Mitchilo oidea v'dezara hoyev v'seinu. At the beginning, early in the days, our forefathers were also idol worshippers, but now Hashem brought us close to serve Him. We have to understand about that too. Number one, what is meant by that is that starting from Avraham Avinu, Hashem brought us close that we should serve Him. The Eshte was Kervonu Lavedasi is Baruch, who Avraham Avinu was the first one that Hashem brought close to serve Him. Nochdem v'mitchila v'seinu terach, after the early days in which the forefathers were idol worshippers, meaning terach, so Avraham was the first one that became close to Hashem. Hain favoz zoktmen v'achshav Kervonu amakim l'vedasi. So why do we say now Hashem brought us close to serve Him? Unish v'achakach. What would have made more sense, it would seem, is that after that, after the beginning in which they used to worship idols, after that Hashem brought us close to His service. What do you mean, achsho? What does it mean, now He brought us close? This happened 3,400, 500 years ago. Or even more. Even if you want to say that the word va'achshav and now doesn't mean literally now, the tzeit von amiras ha'agoda, when you're saying the haggadah by the seder in this year, Nor be'es mitzias Mitzrayim. What he means more is now means at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But even in comparison to Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Kervonu started 400 years before that. Far Golus Mitzrayim, even before Golus Mitzrayim, Afilu Far de Brisman Absorim, it started even before Hashem made his covenant with Avraham Avinu, in which he told him that eventually his children would go into Mitzrayim and then be redeemed. He was already close with Hashem at that time. As the Haggadah itself quotes the Pasuk, that Hashem says, I took your father from the other side of the river and I brought him close to me. So in other words, that the Haggadah itself says that already in the time of Avraham, even before they went into Mitzrayim, already Hashem brought Avraham close to him. So what does it mean, Va'achshav? What is Va'achshav referring to? Another thing, the Teichen HaGodah is the Sipa B'Yitzis Mitzrayim. What's going on in the HaGodah is relating the story of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Benisim and Eflois, the miracles and wonders, and Asalonu B'Cheiruseinu, the miracles that happened to us and our freedom and so on. Aber the Ganzer Inyan, but this whole matter, as Mitchila Oedei Avedizor Hoi Aveseinu V'Achshav Yivonim Ha'okam La'Avedosai, this whole thing that originally they were idol worshippers and now Hashem brought us close, doesn't seem to have any connection to the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim that took place long before Yitzias Mitzrayim, long before the Yidden went into Mitzrayim. The only thing is that since it seems important that we should begin with the uncomplimentary part of our history, therefore we have to continue the response to that, as the noch is min skadigvarm labidosi, that if we didn't stay that way, then Hashem took us, brought us close to him. Biz esis gikumen, so we had Mitzrayim, which led into the fact that Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim and so on, which led to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lefize is nishglatik, so then we have the question, vos is negei adom madgizayin, as the Eibishtahatun's Mekarek Ven Lavedase. Why over here are we saying that it was Hashem that brought us close to his service? Why are we emphasizing that it was Hashem who brought us close? L'chayirat Megidav Tzogun Achshav, it would make more sense, it would seem to say, that now, meaning to say after originally they were idol worshippers, Zainamir, we became, other than Mefurish Avram, or more, if you want to be more specific, it was Avram that did it. Givorim Korev Undovik B'Avshem Avavidasi. We became close to Hashem. We began to follow Hashem. Why are we emphasizing that it was Hashem that brought us close to him, rather than just saying originally they worshipped idols, now we worship Hashem? From Kol Anal is moving. So from all of this we understand, as zum Sipur B'Yitzis Mitzrayim Magid is Negeya Dos Vos Achshav Kervonu Amokim, that in relation to the story of Yitzis Mitzrayim, because we're saying all this in the Magid part of the Seder, which means the story of Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's important to emphasize that it's now and that Hashem brought us close. Those are important to the story. And it's not that we're saying afterwards we became close to Hashem, Benegeitz Avram, nor Eich B'Shachas Aladaitis, but rather it's what the emphasis is, that all the generations of the Yidden, Vasnoch Em is Achshav Kipshutai, Vasnoch Em, after Avram Avinu, all those generations until this very generation that we are in now, that's what it's talking about. Kidlakaman, as will be explained, what exactly is meant by that. But it's certain that this is what the emphasis of the story is in regards to the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that it's something that is happening now to us as well, and not that it's something back there in history. Zayin. We move on to Vihisha Amda. As the Rebbe said, we have to explain that one too. That is also fundamental in the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim and why that is a foundational part of our faith. Daf and Fashtein, so in regards to Vihisha Amda, we have to understand. Number one, Wenn die was seinen Eindem allein lach alosene wollten gewähnen, größere Tzadikim mit die Eden, if those people that want to rise up against us in order to destroy us, God forbid, if they were greater Tzadikim than the Eden, dann wollt gewähnen verstandig der Chiddush. Then we would understand what's so novel about this. As Afo became that even though they have greater Chusim than us, and they have a reason that they should be able to do whatever they want against us, because they're better than us. So then it's understood that we're so thankful as a Kodesh Baruch Hu Matzaleinu Miyodim that Hashem saved us from them, because by rights, they are more powerful than us. But since they are actually evil people, why would it occur to anyone then that they should have the ability to be able to destroy us, even if they want to, because they're not better than us, they're not more powerful than us in their spiritual power, that now because Hashem allowed us to win and that they shouldn't be able to destroy us, we have to be especially thankful that Hashem saved us, that we have to be so thankful that He saves us from him. It's natural that they shouldn't be able to carry out their evil plans against us, because we have greater chusin than them, we're better than them. Why should they be able to carry out their evil intent? Ubefrat noch as de Welt mit allem was in ihr. Especially that we know that the world and everything that's in the world, Zaneh Bashafen Gevorin Tzlibidin, was only created in order to serve the Yidin. K'maymer, as our sages tell us, Bereishis b'shul Yisrael sh'nikru Reishis. The very first word in the Torah is Bereishis. At the beginning, Hashem created the world. So the word Bereishis means b'shvil Reishis. It's all in order to serve, to benefit the Reishis, those who are called the first ones, which means the Yidden. So the whole creation of the world was only for the benefit of the Yidden. As the Tachlis from the ganze Metzias v'keil from Umas Olam, that the purpose of the whole existence of the world, including all the nations of the world, is b'chdei l'tzavis l'zeh. Arui self in Yidden is in order to help the Yidden fulfill their mission. But the reason why is it that they don't know that that's the whole purpose of their existence? Und das setzt nicht an begolling, and why is it that it's not well understood and clearly seen that that is their whole purpose? Is the tam the fun verstandig? The reason for that is understood. Because since if everything was understood, Hashem's whole entire plan was well known and understood, there would be no way for people to make choices, free choices. So in order that there should be able to be free choice, it's hidden from the view of people, from everyone, what exactly is going on. Father Avodah from Skafi of Ishapcha, it's necessary in order for the Yidden and everyone to be able to carry out their Avodah of subduing the evil and transforming the evil, but if everything was clear and obvious, then there would be no Avodah at all. The fact that it's not well understood and not known doesn't change the reality of it. The reality still remains that they only exist in order to serve the agenda of that, what that the Yidden have to carry out their purpose, and they have to assist in that. When the Atzolof and the Eindem Alein L'chaluseinu, and the fact that Hashem saved us from those who rise up against us to destroy us, is an any of us can garnish Zainandash. It's actually something, there's no other option. That's the only option possible, is that Hashem should save us from them so that they shouldn't, God forbid, destroy the Yidden, which would destroy the whole purpose of the whole creation. Another thing, the ganze inyan shulei echad bovad v'chulu v'kodesh baruch hu matzilenu miyodim, this whole idea that it's not only that one nation, the Mitzrayim, that wanted to destroy us, but that in every generation another enemy rises up and Hashem saves them from all of us, saves us from all of them. Since it's clearly stated that in every generation they rise up against us, if it's true that in every generation this happens, so then why is this related to the Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's the connection between what happens today and the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Und favos sagt man dem Nusach bloß in der Agada below Pesach. And why is it that we say this only on the night of Pesach? Und nicht in andere Zmane Hatzolah b'Yeshua v'Purim ki Yetzabei. Why don't we bring this up any other time that we celebrate another episode of being saved by Hashem, like Purim? Why is that not in the Megillah? On Hanukkah, why don't we say that in the prayers on Hanukkah? Why do we say it only on this night when we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim? But Adarabba, and it would seem to that even that it should be that way even more so, because Mitzrayim is Nishgiven the Raymond Alain Lachaloseinu. Because in Mitzrayim, they weren't trying to destroy, to wipe out the Yidden. V'shteid v'ayter in the Agada, Shepare le'gozer Allah ha'scharim, as the Agada itself says, that Pare only wanted to kill the boys, the men. Mashayin kein, Lavan b'gish l'akar as ha'kel, whereas Lavan wanted to destroy everybody. And that's true also in the time of Achashverosh, that Haman wanted to destroy everybody. When the Gzeira is given of Kol Yehudim and Arba Zogin Tavanoshim, when the Gzeira was against every single Jew, men, women, and child, older, young, and so on. So in Mitzrayim, it wasn't even that they were trying to wipe out the Jewish people. They weren't. Whereas by Purim, they were. And in many other cases that we don't have to mention, it was for that purpose. That was their intention. So what's the connection between Vehi Sha'amda and Dafke Yetzias Mitzrayim? It seems like it's unfitting. It doesn't even match what happened in Mitzrayim. Ches. We move on. Ubana lanu as beis abchira lechaper al kol v'naseinu. At the end, towards the end of the Haggadah, at the end of the Dayenus and Alachas Kamer Kama, he built for us the 15th thing that Hashem did for us was that he built for us the beis abchira, the beis amigdosh, to atone for our sins. Dafen fashtem, we have to understand about this. Number one, in Yedn from the Alephets and Friedrich and Milus Tevis Lamakum Aleinu, and all of the previous 14 great things that Hashem did for us, is Nish Musber in Vos Espashtei de Maila. The Haggadah doesn't say how that is, you know, what the result of that quality, of that favor that Hashem did for us, as he does here. In fact, in a few of them, things that we declare as great favors that Hashem did for us, the Mefarshim, the commentators, struggle to understand how is that something great that Hashem did for us? What is this, the great thing that Hashem did for us in this one? Filadugma, as an example, it's one of them is if Hashem had brought us to Mount Sinai and not given us the Torah, just for bringing us to Mount Sinai would have been enough. So the question that they ask is, what's so great about that? Bringing us to Har Sinai, what's the great favor that he did for us? So they give an answer, which the Rebbe doesn't give over here, but it's the Haggadah certainly doesn't explain what's so special about having brought us to Har Sinai. In fact, it doesn't explain about any of them what's so special about it, what he did. He did this. Here, on Dafkim and Eskumtsu, the Letzah from the Milus, only by the last one, Ubanalan is Beis Abchira, when it says that Hashem did us a favor and he built for us a Beis Amigdosh, Vet Sugigeb Mun Oizgitajdim Tam from the Mila. Here, the Haggadah suddenly tells us he built for us a Beis Amigdosh in order to atone for our sins. And now he explains what's so special about the Beis HaMikdash. But he doesn't explain what's so special about being brought to Har Sinai or any of the other 14. So why suddenly at the end does he explain what is so special about that one favor? A second thing, un oib ye ois taichin amayla, and if he does want to explain what's so special about building Beis HaMikdash mitzad eze tamshu, for whatever reason he wants to explain it, is doch da the Maila Achib Shuta. He chooses to explain what's so special about the Beis HaMikdash, that it's to atone for our sins. Well, we know that there is another very special thing about the Beis HaMikdash, Vashteit B'mefurish in Pasuk, which is actually explained in the Pasuk itself. V'asul HaMikdash Shachan de B'soicham. Hashem says, what's the purpose of building the Mishkan? In order that Hashem will dwell amongst us. The main purpose of building the Beis HaMikdash seems to be that Hashem should dwell in the Beis HaMikdash amongst us. As the pasuk read wegen the Mishkan, and even though over there the pasuk is talking about the Mishkan, when the Balab God read wegen the Milo from Beis HaBchir la'achiknes asum la'aretz, whereas the God is talking about the Beis HaMikdash as it was in Eretz Yisrael after they entered Eretz Yisrael, is the Chadar Abbas over there? It's even more. The question becomes even greater. The Milo from the Beis HaMikdash of Filagabeh Mishkan is the Takabashtan in them, because the quality of the Beis HaMikdash as it was built in Eretz Yisrael, in comparison to the way that it was built as a Mishkan, it stood out in the fact was Mahat Dort Gizan Ashras Ashkina Bissim Gilea Elokuz Bemuchash, that in the Beis HaMikdash they were able to experience revelation of godliness even more so, even in an open way, even more than in the Mishkan. As it says, Asaran Nisim Nasal of Zenim Beis HaMikdash, there were 10 miracles that happened there on a constant basis. So then why does the Haggadah choose to tell us that what's special about the Beis HaMikdash, that it brings atonement for our sins, rather than saying he built us a Beis HaMikdash in order to dwell amongst us? A third thing that we have to understand, Nochmer, even more the question becomes, no Yisuf of them is the inner ikri from Beis HaMikdash, in addition to the fact that Hashem dwelling amongst us seems to be the central idea of the Beis HaMikdash. Is das oichan ilui vasa shaykh to al yidin? That's something that has to do with every single yid, affects every single yid. Oich divas dafanishken kapari, even such yidin which don't have any special need for atonement. Mashenken al chapar al kovan aseinu, whereas when we talk about atonement for sins, is a mile of a synagogue in Orfer, the Vosdaf and Kapora of Avinus, seems to be a special quality only for those who need atonement for sins, even though that's most of the Yidden, but still, why leave out the few? It's not that many people, but still, they are part of the Yidden. Why do you leave them out of the importance of the Beis HaMikdash? Another thing, Favos is the Medayik, Ansuruf and Dodem Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaBchir. Why does he name the Beis HaMikdash over here Beis HaBchira, the house, the chosen place? Nish b'loshen ha'rogel, and not use the common term that is used for the Beis HaMikdash. Oichen der Haggadah, even the Haggadah itself uses this term, Beis HaMikdash, as it says by Hillel, that this is what Hillel did when the Beis HaMikdash stood, about Kairach. So over there he also uses Beis HaMikdash, and here he uses Beis HaBchira. Another thing, the Iker, and this is the main question. Vos is the let's the Maile, Donalem Beis HaBchir, L'chabal HaKov, and Sein, and the Gates, Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. What's the connection between this 15th favor that Hashem did for us, that He built a Beis HaMikdash, what's the connection between that and Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim? Un Sipa Be Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, and the fact that we are commanded to relate the story of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim on this night, what does the Beis HaMikdash have to do with that? We can understand all of those favors that Hashem that are listed, which until the point where Hashem took us into Eretz Yisrael, kemenoch v'yasiz fashtein the shaychas. We can understand the connection to Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Hayeis as kol zman zayne b'midbar is gekumenishn in an eretz neshavas. Since as long as the Yidden are still wandering in the desert and they don't come to an inhabited place and a place of where they can settle down, is the Geula v'Yetzias Mitzrayim nochaltz nish b'shleimus, then the Geula, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, can't be called complete. They're wandering around in the desert. That's not Geula. That's not the full understanding of the meaning of Geula. So until they get to Eretz Yisrael, that's part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Und die und wie das drückt sich aus euch heißen dem was noch der scheine soll geula. In fact, this can be seen even in the Torah, in the Pasuk, which says four different expressions of Hashem redeeming us from Mitzrayim. Vitzeisi, vitzalti, vga'alti, v'lakachti. I will take you out, I will save you, I will redeem you, I will take you to me. Which are associated with the goal of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, and that's why we drink the four cups, as is well known. Was der Eibishter hat gesagt zu Moshe Mitzrayim, those are the four expressions that Hashem said to Moshe Mitzrayim, hat gleich Mamshach gewesen. But he didn't finish there. He said a fifth expression. Wo Mitzrayim gewesen, vehei vesi eschem ala oretz. Hashem said, and I will bring you to the land of Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, Hashem also related bringing the Yidden to Eretz Yisrael with the Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the Binyan Beis HaBchirah B'Yerushalayim, but then when it gets to the building of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, hat l'chayrik and shaychas nishmit in ha'geula. What's the connection between that and the geula for Mitzrayim? The Bia B'cholzeh. So the explanation of this whole matter is, B'shas mezetzich zum seder, when a Yid sits down to the seder, and one has to begin to say the Haggadah, noch eide de ben, even before the son was to em zokmen the Haggadah, to whom the Haggadah is being directed, v'gadah to lebin ches, the pasuk says, you shall relate the story to your son. Even before that son, hata yedi in the prote inyan ashibud v'nisim in efloi shel ha'geula, even before he knows the details of what happened in Mitzrayim and the details of how they afflicted the Jewish people and so on, and before he knows the details of the miracles of the redemption from Mitzrayim, shtelz rebeem kamakashis, already a few questions come up, velech adafim beem far emfet verim, which need to be answered even before we get into the details. Even before you begin to say the Haggadah of Avodah Mayinu, which details which gives the details of the story of Mitzrayim. The questions are, number one, Favos is the Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim Nishgivenen Aifen Aifalamol. A very obvious question is, if we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, why didn't it last forever? Why aren't we always free? Why aren't we in Eretz Yisrael? Why aren't we still there? Then the Geula Volt Gekuma von Abbas of Adam, if the redemption would have been come about through a human being, is moving, then we could understand why it was limited, why the success was only limited. As Kishen the Era Lane is Amugbal, just like the person who brought about the redemption is limited. State in Shinuyim and is subject to change, and things are not always the same. There are ups and downs, and so on. So the things which he is able to do and affect and accomplish also are subject to change. So therefore, we could understand if things went downhill after a time after the redemption. But since the redemption from Mitzrayim was brought about through Hashem Himself, Vas Hashem Elokim Emes, that Hashem is the God of truth. Truth means that it's eternal. When Allah Zayin Pula Zayin Emesu Nitzchizdika, therefore all the things that Hashem does are also eternal. They're truth and therefore eternal. Hatach the Oizgalezen from Mitzrayim Gedav Zayin Geula Nitzchiz. So the redemption from Mitzrayim should have lasted eternally, forever. Is wie kommt es, was mir gefinden sich in Golus? So why is it that we find ourselves in Golus once again? Und nicht stammer Golus, and not just any ordinary Golus, not in azab bitter in Golus, but in the kind of terrible, horrible Golus. Was behold der bedeir emdem alein lachaloseinu, that in every generation once again they attempt to destroy us. But dugma noch mehr, wie sie gewinnen Golus für Schwibbe Mitzrayim. It's no different and maybe even worse than it was in Mitzrayim. So we're back to square one. How is it that Hashem, who brought about the Geula, and He is eternal, and now everything is back to square one? Number two that we have to understand, Bibald Yidin Zayin Narayz Baruchuz Godol, since the Yidin left Mitzrayim with a great wealth. Vida Ebishtad Maftir Geven, as Hashem promised Avraham that they would leave with great wealth. So how come now? Why is it now there's a lot of poverty amongst Jews? Biazetas bam seder tish, as he sees it by his own seder table, where there are, his seder table has a few people which are the kind of people that need help to be able to conduct a seder. And I don't mean spiritual help, I mean physical help. They need food. There are guests which are poor people. So why is it that there are poor people amongst us, since the Geula from Mitzrayim gave us untold wealth? Number three that he has to understand, Nochmer, which is even a greater question. The mitzvah von Agoda beim Seder, the mitzvah of relating the story by the Seder we gather to Levincha based on the pasuk you shall relate it to your son. Is Keneged Arba Bonim Divrei Torah is said to four different types of sons. As beim Seder Tishkefinzach Nishnor Aben Chacham, which means that everybody knows that at the Seder table, it's not only the wise son that is sitting there, nor Eichad Rasha, but there is even a Rasha too, an evil son, a wicked son. And then there is the simple son, and the one that can't ask a question at all. So we have to understand, we know that the Rishoyim that were in the generation in Mitzrayim, the ones that didn't want to leave Mitzrayim, didn't leave Mitzrayim. They were not redeemed. They didn't leave Mitzrayim. They died during the 3 days of darkness. So since it ends up that the Jews who did end up leaving Mitzrayim, there were no wicked people amongst them. Is from Vanet Kumt Mitamol, a Ben Rasha by Idnista, then how is it that we now have a son that is a Rasha? Umeken is Zong, and should you want to answer the following answer, that what, as the Rasha from the Haggadah Vazitz Bamtish, that the Rasha that's sitting at your table is Nishfunim Sugrishoim, Belchazani Giv Storbin Mitzrayim Beshloishim Ayafela, is a different type of a Rasha than the ones that died in Mitzrayim. So the ones, there is no Rishoyim of that type that died in Mitzrayim. This is a different status of a Rasha, totally different kind of a Rasha. So you can't say that. Why? Because in the Haggadah that you say to the son, the Rasha son that is sitting at your table, what do you say to him? As you say to him, had you been there, you would not have been redeemed. In other words, he is the same type of Rasha that was in Mitzrayim. So you can't answer that. Und these shailas and nit stam shailas, and these questions are not just ordinary simple questions, not in seichel avona, something that's difficult to understand, nor a sterzum ganzen teuchem von Seder. These are the kinds of questions that upset the entire order of the Seder. Und sibbe bizis Mitzrayim, they throw a wrench into the whole story of Mitzrayim, of coming out of Mitzrayim. But in Yonam is, as behold, over there, Chayvanim Laharaz, Satz Mekilu, Ata Yotzim, Shibin Mitzrayim. Part of the story of telling Mitzrayim and of a celebration of Pesach is that in every generation, a Yid should see himself as if he himself came out of Mitzrayim today. But on the far, Yochin Mokam Meshove, Sheyeshe Ba'aseba, and therefore, as the Shulchan Aruch says, he should prepare the place where he's going to sit at the Seder, that it should be in a way that he can recline, that a cheirus as a free person, the way that kings and the important people eat. So in other words, he is celebrating, he has the feeling that he just came out of Mitzrayim. He even prepares his place and eats in a way as if he's a free person, just came out of Mitzrayim. When Torah is the Torah semes, and since Torah is a Torah of truth, there's nothing fake in Torah. So when he says that I just came out of Mitzrayim, and he conducts himself like a free person, it has to be so because it is truly so. But how can a Yid have this kind of a feeling that he should consider himself as if he today truly came out of Mitzrayim? When at the same time he knows that he's in Golos, in a matzav as b'chol avodah ra'enu chaloseinu, and not just an ordinary Golos as I said before, but the one in which every generation they try again to destroy us. When it's gefinzach haniyim by Eden, and that there is still poverty rampant amongst the Jewish people, haniyim b'pashtus, which means ordinary, simply meant haniyim, not just some spiritual, allegorical type of a poor person, but literally poor people. And that there is also people that are intellectually poor or morally poor, Bizva ben Rasha, there is the son who is a Rasha. So how is it that he can see himself as somebody that just came out of Mitzrayim and celebrating freedom when all of this is going on around him? It's all right there in front of his eyes. In other words, that these questions, they upset the whole message of the Seder. It upsets everything that we say and do at the Seder. So in order to take away this disturbing question, is memakdim the piske helach ma'anya. That's why we first introduce the paragraph helach ma'anya. Was das is euch hagdomme wo sim vor de klaus der teichen von der sibbe bitte is mit rein was hebt sich mit aber nume you know, which is the introduction to where which explains the general principle of what the sitzis mit rein is, which will begin the actual sipritzis, the relating of sitzis mit rein will be start from avodah mayinu, but this is the introduction. The matze was aber seinu haben gegessen noch sehr erösgen von Mitzrayim. What we say in Heilach Ma'anya is talking about the matzah which the Yidden ate after they left Mitzrayim. Shaloi yispik lach mitzah atri yotzu, that they there wasn't enough time for the dough to rise until they were chased out of Mitzrayim. Vert ongerufen in the piske de ochla vason abarer de Mitzrayim. Why then is it called what they ate in Mitzrayim, in the land of Mitzrayim, if it's talking about the matzah that they ate after they left? Lahadgish, the reason it's called what they ate in Mitzrayim is to emphasize as the oifna yitzim in Mitzrayim is nishgiven b'shleimus. The point is that we understand that even as we speak about the yitzias Mitzrayim, the yitzias Mitzrayim, the redemption was not an absolute and complete redemption. When as the Yidden mitzad atzma zane noch ke'ilu v'ipfablim in Mitzrayim, and the Yidden, there is some element of us which is still, some part of us which still remains in Mitzrayim. The situation of Golus continues, so it hasn't been a complete redemption. That's why it's called the matzah which we eat in Mitzrayim, because we're still not at a Mitzrayim fully. Und das ist mazvid the hemshach piske, and that's what the rest, the continuation of that paragraph explains. Kol dechfin, kol dechtzrich, anyone that needs, anyone that wants can come to eat at our Seder table. So that's emphasizing again, yes, there are still people that need our help, that don't have enough money to make their own Seder. Und the Metzius von Hashata Hocha Hashata Avdim, we also say there, we know, yes, we're still in Golos, we're not yet free, we're still slaves to the current evil regime. We're still in Golos. As Miznachals in Golus and in Avdus, was still in Golus and in slavery, Nemzich does the fun was Havasona seine Ba'ara de Mitzrayim. And this comes because our forefathers are in the land of Mitzrayim, was the Yidden seine Dan nicht in ganzen Arisim Shib in Mitzrayim, that by Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, the Yidden did not fully leave the enslavement of Mitzrayim. It wasn't an absolute and total redemption, the perfect redemption. Vertor the Shaila, so if then you have the question the other way, Oy Bazay, if that's the case, that we're still in to some degree in Mitzrayim, Vasatovitan Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, so then what's the big deal? What are we talking about? Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, what great thing was accomplished if we're still there thousands of years later? Vastafar Dafim Pravanam say that there are Kheiras, and that because of this Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, we have to conduct ourselves as if we're free and we sit, we recline. Why? We're still in the slavery. The Reif is Mimam Shuchem Mizok, so therefore we continue and say, Asis Taka Ashata Hocha, while it may be true that this year we are here in Golos, Abelashona Bobar Ad Yisrael, but next year we will be in Eretz Yisrael. When Ashata Abdin, although it's true that now we're still slaves, Abelashona Bobar Nechayrim, but there will come a time soon that we will be completely free. Geulas Mitzrayim Ad Geefent, Dem Derech and Sinuf Geula. What is being said is that because of the first Geula from Mitzrayim, that's what opened the flow that Geula can happen, does happen, and can happen. And therefore, just as there was a Geula then, which was not yet perfect, and we're still in Golos, but that is what opened the ability that there will be a final and perfect redemption. That soon there will be a Geula Shlema, a perfect Geula, and we will be free completely. Und der Rebbe kemen et itz mekayim sein the mitzvah von Sippur Bitzias Mitzrayim b'layla zeh, and that's why we can now fulfill the mitzvah of relating the story of going out of Mitzrayim even today, even this night. Und in dem chayev adam laris atzmei kilu ati yotzei mishuv b'Mitzrayim b'shleimus, and we can fulfill the dictum that we should see ourselves as if we went out of Mitzrayim today, and we can fulfill that fully, without interference. But adarabba, to the contrary, durch dem kiyum von sibbutzius Mitzrayim, und ba'ifin kiyilu hu yotzei mishuv b'Mitzrayim, because through telling the story of going out of Mitzrayim, and with the full recognition that it is as if we went out of Mitzrayim today, geita demult areis von matzah b'shuv b'Mitzrayim, bis zuveren l'shon abo b'nei chayrim, you are now able to escape the influence, the impact of Mitzrayim, and to be able to feel and be part of this idea that we are free, or at least we will be free very soon. You can get on board with that message even now. Ukiyadu, as is known, as dem ganzen Zman von Sint Yitzias Mitzrayim bis to the Gula Asida, halt man in ein Areizgin from Mitzrayim, that from the time that the Yidden were at Mitzrayim 3,400 years ago, until the time when the Gaula Shlema will happen, we are continuously leaving Mitzrayim. We're going out of Mitzrayim to the Gaula Shlema. Undinu kuda klolus, and this very central point, vazvet aruz gebrach gleich beim anfang von Magid, which is the very first thing that we say right as we start the telling of the Haggadah, if tzarop nemedi oibin deman tashayla, to mitigate that very nagging question that comes up right at the beginning of the Seder. What are we celebrating? We're still in Golus. And here's the answer. That's the very first thing that we need to answer. Is memadgish mefaret in the Sipi Vitzis and Tzrayim noch der Shailu from Manashtana kidlakamen. So this initial question that we just answered right at the beginning is going to be explained and elaborated upon throughout the telling of the Haggadah, which starts after the questions. It's this point that will be elaborated on. Kedlakamen, as will soon be explained. Yudalef, siz yedua v'srazal zogn, it's not well known what our sages tell us, as the Eibishter Avram gegeben de Breira, that Hashem gave Avram Avinu a choice. Bameh atam evakish, what would you rather have? She yishtabdu v'necha begehenim, would you rather that your descendants, the Yidden, should be enslaved in Gehenim, or that they should be enslaved in Golos? It's your choice. You can pick whichever you want. And Avram ordered the Eibishter, and Avram chose, or perhaps it was Hashem who chose. Be the tzvei days b'zeh, there are two opinions in this in the Medrash, whether it was ultimately Avram's choice or Hashem's choice. Hadoyziklibim Golos and Shtad Gehenim, they chose Golos rather than Gehenim. From them is moving. From this we understand, as the teichen inyan from Golos, that the idea behind Golos, l'chol reish Golos Mitzrayim, and which the very first Golos was Golos Mitzrayim, so it's emphasized there, is the zelber inyan b'teichen for Gehenim is the same, has the same meaning as Gehenim, because there was a choice either or, so they must have the same purpose, and you can either accomplish it through Golos or through Gehenim, but they accomplish the same thing, which is miruk v'kapora sachet, which is to rinse and to launder and to bring atonement for sin. The chet kipshute velcha medaft haben the miruk v'kapora. What is the sin that Yidden needed to be rinsed from, atoned for? Is given the shoresh hamokor kol hachatoyim, is the source of all sin, which is the chet harishon, the very first sin, chet eitz hadas, the sin of the Eitz Hadas, which is the very first sin, and this is something that keeps rearing its ugly head and has to be dealt with. That's the sin which caused that the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, should recede from the earth, and it went up to the lowest heaven, to the seventh heaven, or to the first heaven. And the river is the miruk of them, and that's why that was discussed with Avram, how to take care of this sin. Why was it told to Avram? For Amnochtach had Eitzadas, because after that very first initial sin of Eitzadas, which caused the Shechina, the Divine Presence, to remove itself from the earth and go up to the first layer of heaven. Then there were six other sins that happened after that. Which the commission of each one of those sins caused the Shechina, the Divine Presence, to remove itself from a lower level heaven to a higher level of heaven. And then the next sin caused them to recede even further to the next level heaven, and until he removed himself completely to the very highest in the seventh heaven. Bis zum Rekiah Shvi, till the seventh heaven. Und der erste, was hat er angeheben, zurück Mamsho sein, der Shechina mal mei lamata. And who was the very first one that started bringing the Shechina, the Divine Presence, back towards earth? Is given Avraham Avinu, that was Avraham. He's the one that brought the Divine Presence from the seventh heaven down to the sixth heaven, and then it went down by each succeeding Tzaddik, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, and so on. They brought it succeedingly closer to, until Moshe Rabbeinu brought him down to this, to earth again. But the first one to reverse the trend of the Shechina leaving earth was Avraham Avinu, that he brought the Shechina back closer to earth. And the Rebbe is Davka Tzem Ongezog Gevoren, and that's why it was to him that it was said, Ashleimus Amiruk Umbiruf Azich Chachet, that the perfect, the final cleansing of this sin, the sin of the Eitzadas, which started it all, was Durdem Kumtarab the Shechina Lamata, Vikoidem Achet, that after the complete and perfect cleansing, the Shechina will be able to come back down to earth just as it was originally before the sin. That Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, this will be accomplished through Golus Mitzrayim, as he said in the Medrash. He gave him a choice: should it be through Gehenna or should it be through Golus? And they chose Golus. And if we had merited, the Golus Mitzrayim given the letzte Golus, the Golus Mitzrayim would have been the final Golus. The einzige Golus would have been the only Golus. And therefore, once we left Mitzrayim, we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, we would have been completely redeemed and completely free, never to have to go back to Golus again. There would be no other Golus, and or the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, would not be able to control the Yidden ever again. Azevis is given lifneachot, as it was before the sin of the Eitzadas, that there was no death, there would have been nothing negative like that. But since in the end it turned out that the Golus Mitzrayim did not accomplish the complete and total cleansing of the sin of the Eitzadas, Gittle Kamen will explain soon. The far had gemuzayim vayitzein Hashem lekeinu misham biyot chazaka. That's why the Eibishter had to drag us out of Mitzrayim. He had to take us out of Mitzrayim with a mighty hand. In other words, it wasn't easy. It wasn't automatic, as he asked earlier. Why should he have to come and take us out as soon as the 400 years were over, or the 210, as it turned out? It should have become an automatic thing. You didn't just leave naturally. No, because since it hadn't accomplished everything that it needed to accomplish, therefore Hashem had to take us out. It was not yet a natural thing that we're going to go free. It had to go neged midas adin, because the midas adin, which means judgment, would have said, well, it's not over yet, it hasn't been accomplished yet, more is needed, and therefore Hashem had to take us out of Mitzrayim. For a mitzad midas adin v'cheshbon, because when you look at it from your calculated view, when you look, you know, quid pro quo, what, you know, did we accomplish what we wanted with the golus? Herzig de taina, you can hear that it's not, that it didn't completely complete its mission. Since the purpose, the ultimate reason why they went into Mitzrayim, it was in order to refine and elevate the Jewish people and the world, until we bring it to a state where it was before the sin, it was not yet fully accomplished. Hot Nishkanor, the Yitzhiya from Gula, therefore Midas Adin said, it's not time to take them out of Mitzrayim yet. It's not the time yet. There's more work to do. And that's why Hashem had to take us out with a mighty hand. Yud Beis, und the mitzvah musber dem diakaloshim yitzeinu Hashem lekeinu misham biyat chazaka, which explains what the pasuk says, and Hashem, our God, took us out as the yitzim in Mitzrayim is given mitzvah the meibishin, that going out of Mitzrayim was only because Hashem made it happen. Mitzad zeyem atzus and the yidden doch nishin ganzen der roi dazu, because the yidden on their own, where they are on the level that they are at this point, are not there yet. They're not up to yitzis Mitzrayim yet. Based on what is known as Eden, Zayin in Mitzrayim, given Mushka Rachman Lotzlan, in Mem Teshare Tuma, as we know that the Eden, when they were Mitzrayim, they were completely submerged in the 49th level of Tuma. Und wenn sie wollten sich versammelt in Mitzrayim noch ein Regen, if they had stayed in Mitzrayim for only another moment, wollten sie chasse schon nicht nur geworden, they would have become submerged into the 50th level of Tuma, and they wouldn't have been able to be redeemed there altogether. So the Yidden were not on that level yet. Beloshna Chassidus, the way Chassidus terms this, Vidalter Rebbe is Masver, the way the Alter Rebbe explains it, was Dos was Yitzis Mitzrayim is given in a Meifim from Kiboruch Ha'am, that the reason that the Yitzis Mitzrayim had to be because the Yidden ran away from Mitzrayim, with the Pasuk Zogt, as the Pasuk actually says, is the Tam Derfun. The reason for this is Vipnei Sharashim Refosh Yisrael Adayin Hayy B'Tokvi B'Chol Asmoli. The reason is because the evil within the heart of the Jewish people was yet in its full power. It hadn't been neutralized at all. Und die Geula ist gewähm, it's adem, was nigla leim elach malach leim lacham akadosh baruch hu. And the reason that they were able to go out of Mitzrayim was because Hashem imposed His presence on Mitzrayim, on them, in Mitzrayim. And therefore, they followed Hashem out, but they were not there yet. It was a superficial thing that was accomplished because Hashem revealed Himself to them, so it changed the way they saw things at the moment. That touched the essence of their Jewishness. And that because this, the inner, the very core of them as Jews was revealed, therefore they could no longer fool themselves with these excuses and with the justifications and so on, and the foolishness that the Yetzer Hara imposes on you. They could no longer make peace with that. They saw Hashem Himself. But was is machas ala emes, the yeruach shtus, the foolishness that the Yetzer Hara uses in order to obscure the truth, as in the matzav kenezei zayin fabunim mit dem Eibishen, to say that you can commit all these sins and still be connected to Hashem. That's the way the Yetzer Hara tries to play it. And so they saw that this is not so. If they're going to commit sins, then they can't be connected to Hashem. And therefore, they forced themselves out of Mitzrayim. They saw that they had to leave immediately. But it was only because Hashem revealed Himself to them. Similar to what is explained in Tanya, as a filo akal shebekalim, that even the simplest of the simplest Jew, unlearned, has no knowledge of Yiddishkeit and so on, was the bechinas chacham shebenevesh elkizbem by zei bechinas golus v'shina, that the level of chachma, which is the holiest part of the nefesh or the neshama, to these people is completely dormant and asleep. Then they come into an assignment varamuda, yet still, if they are pushed to the wall, and when we test their faith, they're put to the test on a matter of faith. But does the language begin as chachmish or nefesh? That this kind of test on a matter of faith is what triggers a revelation of chachma of the nefesh. Hini uram inish mishinasa, the chachma is awakened and comes to life. And therefore has its impact on the person, and he's willing to go on Mesiris Nefesh for a matter of Amunah. And they too are willing to give their lives for the sanctification of Hashem's name. And that's what happened to the Yidden as a whole in Mitzrayim, at Yitzis Mitzrayim. Yud Gimel. And the Rebbe zokt men ilu lehitza Kodesh Baruch Hu aseinu Mitzrayim. And that's why we say, if Hashem had not taken our forefathers out of Mitzrayim, then we and our sons and our children and our grandchildren, we would still be enslaved to Parim Mitzrayim. Why do we say that? Because if Hashem had not revealed himself and forced us out of Mitzrayim, the Golus Mitzrayim is a Gitzayin. The Golus Mitzrayim would have gone on, it would never have ended. Bizus Vert, the Greich, the Shlemus Habiru Amiruk, until there would be the perfect cleansing of the Jewish people from the original sin, from the sin of the Eitz Hadas, bis to the Gula Asida, and it would have gone on, the Golus would have gone on until we got to the point where we could be completely and perfectly redeemed in the eventual Gula with Mashiach. But we would have been in Golus throughout that whole entire time. And this is something that is emphasized and explained, elaborated on later under the day from Masl Bekundos, according to the other opinion of where what is meant by we begin with the uncomplimentary is referring to Metchila Oivdeh by Dezara Hoyeveseinu, that first they were idol worshippers, Achshav, and now Kervono Mokon Labedosei. And he asked, what does it mean that now Hashem brought us close? The Kiruv Tzum Oivishne, because the question was, the Avraham Avinu was already brought close to Hashem. It didn't start now. The Kiruv Tzum Oivishne is Oich Achshav, because Hashem bringing us close also happens now. Nish mitzad zeh yemayim ad matzah mitzad zeh er avoyda, nor mitzad kerbanu amokim labedasei. It's not that the Yidden reach a level where they have become close to Hashem. It's Hashem that is bringing us close. No matter where we are on our level of avoyda, on our level of service and closeness to Hashem, He brings us close. But the Rebbe is moving, which explains to us, now we can understand, how can you have a Russia also now, noch Gulus Mitzrayim, even after Gulus Mitzrayim, where there were no Rishayim that went out, why is it that in every generation they still try to destroy us? Und das wird nicht ausgeführt, nor the Fabas Gosh Baruch Matsulinimiyodim, and the only reason that they're not successful is because Hashem saves us and doesn't allow it. What's the reason that this keeps happening? Is Vail Kanal, because as we said before, Kols Manasfir Tsachnish Durf de Mataras Vitachlis. As long as we don't finish, complete the ultimate purpose of what the Golus was there for to begin with, the Birr Bishlema is the perfect elevation and refinement of the world and of ourselves. The Yidden, from our perspective, from where we truly are not yet refined enough to be called that we have gotten rid of the evil within us. Is da ben Russia? So much so that there is still an actual Russia, an actual son that you have that is a Russia. And the Rebbe is mitzad midas adin faran an orat ayfenim lenuchal oseinu, and that's why the midas adin keeps coming back with the thing. It's time to destroy them. They deserve to be destroyed, and so on. God forbid. That's why this keeps coming up again and again, because we're not yet done with refining the world, with refining ourselves to the state where we have gotten rid of the chetei tzadas, which is the source of all the other sins. But the question does come up, wie kommt es, as Eden sollen sein Scheich zu werden, as sie muschgen in Tumo und Ra von Mitzrayim? How is it that the Eden could become so submerged into the impurity and the evil of Mitzrayim, bis es on mitzad atzma mamuhusam nishkenna reizv in Mitzrayim, that they should be in such a level that they themselves don't deserve to be able to leave Mitzrayim? How could they have sunk so low? To answer this question is the Balakodim Mamshuch Madgish. That's why the Haggadah continues, and he says, "Vayereu esanu v'stapirishdufin is as the Mitzrayim haben uns gemacht farishoyim." Vayereu esanu, which the simple meaning of it is, they caused us harm. But the more perfect and literal translation of the word vayareyu means they made us bad. That's what it means. But we interpret it as meaning they made it bad for us. But the literal translation of the word is they made us bad. They caused us to be bad. As the Mitzrim haben uns gemacht, Faderoim, they made us into bad people, as the Fashtete Sonu, Nisht Vayere Elonu. That's why it says they made us bad, not they made it bad for us. Lonu would have meant for us. Aisonu means they made us bad. So grammatically, it should have said Lonu, but the reason it says Aisonu is because it also contains the meaning that they caused us to be bad. The Mitzrim haben Peil given as the Idna Zara, in Idna Zara, they caused this kind of evil within the Yidden, so welchen Idna Zayin ish given Shair Mitzad Atzmam, a level of evil that the Jews on their own would never have been able to sink to that kind of a level. Mer von der Bechines Ravas hot gedafnis barber and durch Golus v'shibim Mitzrayim. This was an evil that was much deeper than the type of evil that we were meant to deal with in order to get out of Mitzrayim. In other words, we were put into Mitzrayim to deal with a certain level of evil. But they caused us to sink to a lower level of evil, even that we were at, and which we had to deal with through the Golus. We had to refine ourselves through the Golus. And this is similar to the answer that we give to the question, what the question is, Favos mahat meinish given Parim Mitzrayim. Why were Parim Mitzrayim punished? Vibald as the since they were only fulfilling what Hashem himself said to Avraham Avinu hundreds of years earlier, that the Egyptians would enslave them. Why are they being punished? They're just carrying out Hashem's will. And one of the reasons that is given that they do deserve punishment is, as the einish hatzegikum, the far that they deserve punishment because was idnam bazegelitn from kaiyish yashibud, because they could have the enslavement could have been on some milder level than they subjected us to. But they imposed a much more difficult enslavement on us than they should have. Was das ist given in the gzeirim ulmaila? It's more than Hashem had intended, and so, or Hashem had not intended, but more than Hashem had said has to happen. And they took it many steps further. And so also, there was a level of evil that we had to deal with and in order to get out of Golus, but the Egyptians subjected us to a much deeper level of evil. They dragged us down to a much deeper level of evil than was originally than we were at originally. Tesvav avalacha kolanal, but after all that came in Eshfreg, you could still come ask the question. Since in the end, bottom line, Mitzrayim was not able to accomplish what it needed to in order to make it into a full geula. So then why are we making such a big deal about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Umayla from Yetzias Mitzrayim, Vesibi Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we have to relate the story, we have to celebrate it, what's the big deal? It didn't accomplish what it needed to. If then is min Mitzrayim Sheva Shvach, that's why we conclude the main part of the Agada by saying that he built for us the Beis HaMikdash, which he calls over here Beis HaBchira, l'chaper al kol b'niseinu, to atone for our sins. What is the meaning? The emes inyan from Bechira, what is the meaning of Bechira of choice? Is dafki in azah eifin is only in such a way when the zach vert oizikliv nishtlib evelcha esiz sibus on taimin, when the choice is made not because there is something compelling about that choice that you made, because which invites you, which forces you, so to speak, to choose that one because you like it better, or because it's better in some way. Because that's not called a choice. That means that you're being forced to make that choice. Nor beloyz mitzad bechira chavshus from the becher. But real choice means that you decided that you're going to choose that, and there's nothing that has to offer you more than the other choice. Both choices are perfectly equal, and it's you that decided to take this one over that one. In other words, there's nothing about the object that you're choosing that calls out to you more. And that kind of choice is only possible for the essence of Hashem, who is completely to whom everything means nothing. Whereas anyone lower than that, there's got to be something about it that makes you choose it. So therefore, there's no real choice. Only Hashem is able to make. Only the essence of Hashem is able to truly make a choice, which is completely unmotivated by any other motivation. Because for Hashem himself, anything outside of himself cannot in any way interest him, cannot compel him in any way, and therefore is able to make a completely free choice. But nobody else can say that, and therefore everyone else is motivated by something when they make choices. And so therefore, from the perspective of the essence of Hashem, Halei Och Esav LeYaakov, he sees Esav and Yaakov as equal brothers. They're both brothers, they're both equal. And only because of Hashem's ability to be able to make a free choice and is completely unimpressed on that level by either Esav or Yaakov, is there Beicha B'am Yisrael, and even there he decides to choose the Jewish people. The Oyev is Yaakov, is Esav Sanesi, as the Pasuk says, yet I love Yaakov and I hate Esav, even though there's no reason for me to have that kind of emotion. There's nothing about Esav or Yaakov that should make them love them or hate them. Yet I choose Yaakov, I choose the Jewish people. That's the real meaning of Bechira. Thus haste, that means the Shoyrish Vamitis Inin HaBechira, the true meaning of Bechira is Mitzad Dem Vos Idin Zainen Ein Zach Kavi Yochel Medatz Musiz Baruch. So that we saw B'Kut Shabrichu Kol Echad. So what that means is that when Hashem chooses the Yidden, it's not because anything that they do or are, it's because they are a part of Him. We are a part of Him. In der Gilui from the Bechira Lamata is... Und der Gilib von der Bechirev Lamate ist beifen, als Bechzein ist der Begilib Zetzach Chois als Achais of Liyaket. The way this, so in other words, it starts in its source, the Yidden are one with Hashem, and therefore, that's the choice. It's not a, there is no other choice possible. We are part of Him. But the way this evolves downward, and the way Bechira expresses itself in lower levels is, that we seem similar, we're brothers, Esav and Yaakov are brothers. Zizayin and Beit HaBeshavet are both equal. V'afal became v'oyev es Yaakov es Esav sanesi. Still, Hashem says, I choose Yaakov and I reject Esav. But in its origins, in the very highest levels of the essence of Hashem, it's because the Yidden are connected to Hashem, are one with Hashem. And therefore, choosing himself means choosing the Yidden. Und das ist der Teichen der Inyo von Golus Vitzius Mitzrayim. And that is really what the Golus of Mitzrayim is and the Gola from Mitzrayim is. Bechitzein is a begilui. When you look at it on the surface, wie das wird in Galien Welt, as it evolves, as it seems, when you look at it from the perspective of creation, through Ishtalshulus, was dort is doch Biot Chazaka Neged Bina Sadin, where there Hashem had to force the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. He had to counter what Midas Sadin said, that they still belong in Golus, and it's not time to take them out. Und das ist gewähne in der Eifen, als wenn sie wollten geblieben noch ein Rege in Mitzrayim. And it seems that if the Yidden had stayed even for one more moment in Mitzrayim, wollten sie nicht Nigel geworden, they wouldn't have been able to be redeemed anymore. That's how it looks. That's what it looks like happened. Mitzad zeh madrege zayin zeh nish geven roi tzitzis Mitzrayim. And it also seems that from where they stood, they were not really deserving of tzitzis Mitzrayim. Och Esav LeYaakov, that they were Esav. Yaakov is no more than a brother to Esav, equal to Esav. Halolu evdim, halolu evdim. These worship idols, and these worship idols, as it says. But when you look at it on a higher level, in its true state, where it is in its essence, where the truth comes out, kumtas von atzmus yisbarach, it's all happening within the essence of Hashem. Vashu yisbarach bebchiras yisbarach ben shamas Yisrael, that He on that very essential level chooses the Jewish people. Mitzadem, was is einen Etzem Echad mit Nebishim, because the Yidden are one with Hashem. And to exchange them for any other nation, there is no other choice. I can't exchange them for any other nation. They are one with me. So in other words, Beis HaBchira means that the ultimate, what's the ultimate story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that even though it may look like the Yidden are equal to Esav, that they didn't deserve Mitzrayim, Hashem had to force them out of Mitzrayim, drag them out at the last moment, otherwise it would have been too late. That's only what it seems like. In truth, in its essence, there is no other option. Yidden are one with Hashem. And that's brought out by the word Bechir. And that's why he calls the Beis HaMikdash, not the Beis HaMikdash, but the Beis HaBechir. Al-Pizeh, Tezayin, Al-Pizeh, Zoych Muvam, Vazdurg Dem Inyuf, and Beis HaBechir, Tutzuchov, L'chapra, Kol HaBein Eseinu. That explains also why through this Beis HaBechira we get atonement for all of our sins. Nish bloy slicha mechila. And we get not only that Hashem is willing to forgive us, but it goes much deeper. In der madrege von seder shtalshus vol zet zet sich nish begili ve even zayn in ein zach mit kavyocha mit dem Eibishten. When you look at it on a level where it's not obvious and clear that the Yidden are one with Hashem on some lower level in Ishtalshulos, b'dugma v'yaben l'mata v'aser is nifrid ma'av, like in if you, sometimes a son and a father become separated, and you don't see the connection between the son and the father anymore. So that's on a lower level. Umvu der inin achet rirt onun is pegeya. So in that place where the Yidden Hashem, you don't see the essential connection, so then a sin could have some sort of an effect on the relationship. Over there, you need to reach atonement by removing the stain of the sin, and that happens through golus. That's what takes away a stain. But when you look at the connection between the Yidden and Hashem from the perspective of Bechira, which means it's beyond any choice at all, it's because the Yidden are essentially connected and one with Hashem, is lechaper lamitosa b'shleimus l'kol v'niseinu. Over there is absolute and perfect atonement for all sins, and that there is no need for any mirror, there's no need for any cleansing, there is no place for sin there at all. Sin is not recognized over there. From that level, any sin that might occur is automatically wiped off. It's completely removed. Because that is a place in which sin does not affect the relationship between the Yidden and Hashem at all there. Sin has no say there at all. It doesn't in any way undermine the relationship. And that whatever happens on that very deep level also evolves down and has an effect on the level of the Yidden as they are in the reality of this world, where it would seem that there would be an effect of a sin, but it also filters down into our reality. As euch mit zadzei mitzir is vet nish ze veren ze nis dachach und vet dem mirka nefesh, that because of that deep relationship, it also cleanses us in the reality in which we find ourselves. Siznor, only that the problem is, it's only that. As our upkominikins man, that when it comes down into our reality of time and space is mitaseda vadroga, so then it comes down in a, there is a hierarchy to how it plays out. Bisman agolus etzius Mitzrayim hat sich angesehen die Geula, wie das ist beseder Stahlschulus ki baruch ha'am. When the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, when at the time of Golus and Yetzias Mitzrayim, then it was seen as it is, as it plays out in Seder Shtalshulos, that the Yidden were not on the level and therefore they had to run away, as we explained before. And as Dav Zayin Biyad Chazaka, and Hashem has to drag them out. And the Gilui Az Asiz Gikume Mitzad Bechiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu Fanat Smusay Yizbarach Und Sa'at Zich Oiv Gitan De Gemar V'Shleimaz Kabar Is Given Vem Bono Lone Beis HaBechir L'Chabakom Neseinu. And when did the ultimate level of purification come? that came only, which is the way it's seen within the essence of Hashem, that only happens when Hashem builds the Beis HaBchira, the Beis HaMikdash, and only then can we reach that kind of atonement. So that expresses the very end of the Dayenus and the 15 levels, that expresses what we will reach, what the ultimate level is that we're looking to reach, where we will finally be able to see in this reality the way our connection to Hashem is on the level of Atzmos, where we are essentially connected with Him, and that will be the reality down here. Und das ist verbunden euch mit dem Beis HaBchira gepshutei. And that's connected also with the literal, the actual Beis HaMikdash. Was dorten ist der kapare gekommen nicht durch Shibud v'Yisurim, that over there in the Beis HaMikdash we didn't reach atonement through being subjected to pain and to enslavement, nor durch Korbanos, we reached atonement through bringing a korban. While in Beis HaBchira v'HaMikdash is in Skaligavar and Bechira Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, because in the Beis HaMikdash there was a revelation, some level of revelation of this essential connection to Hashem, and therefore we can reach atonement by connecting to Hashem and not through golus and pain and so on, suffering. Yesh leimar. And what could one could say, as dasa de pirush apnimi maschul begnus and mesayim b'shvach, that this is the inner meaning, what is meant by that statement, that we begin the Haggadah with uncomplimentary things, and then we end it with complementary things. What does it mean? B'tchilas Haggadah v'asibah b'tziyas Mitzrayim, at the beginning of the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zog Tzacharoiz, v'yitziyas givem mitzad l'mayla. There we talk about how Yitzias Mitzrayim had to be imposed upon us from above. Ki'ilu ha-mitzad l'mata zaninid mitzad medigosa nishroi to the ge'ula, as if from our own, on our own level, we're not yet deserving of the ge'ula, and we wouldn't have been able to get the ge'ula, and the only reason that we did get the ge'ula is because Hashem imposed it upon us. That's the maschul begnus, as he explained before. But then we get to the complementary part of who the Yidden really are. As Aid Dolomata Vetnis, as Oich Dolomata Vetnis Gala Inyone HaMiti, that even down here in this reality, it reveals what the true nature of a Yid is. Beis HaBechira, that we are Hashem's people out of choice. L'chaper al kovenesenu, that we are atoned, all of our sins are atoned, because there is no sin on that level, and that it can be reached through connection to Hashem and not any other way. Yud Zayin. And durch Sipur b'yitzias Mitzrayim und ba'efen von laharis zatzme kilu ata yotza mishubin Mitzrayim, and through the relating of the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and in a way that it's as if you yourself are experiencing it now, is min zoicha as the benissen asidin ligo, we merit that which it says that the Nisan is the time when we will get the future redemption as well, through Mashiach, that Mekuyim Bepoel, the Nisan, that will be fulfilled actually this very Nisan. Vidas Rabbi Shua, as Rabbi Shua says, was Bemedrash Echri V'Sasim Gedaita, which the Medrash goes with his opinion, as Benissan Nigalu Benissan Asidim Ligoil. Rabbi Shua was the one that says the world was created in Nisan, and everything happened in Nisan rather than in Tishrei, and therefore in Nisan they were redeemed, and in Nisan they will be redeemed, as the Geula kumt fun an ort vasis lamaylo legamri misrus l'tata, that the Geula will come, that even when we say that the Geula will come from a place which is completely beyond what we can accomplish down here, the hainu lamaylo, which means that Geula too comes from above, not anything that we can accomplish. Gam mebchinas tshuva, it's even higher than tshuva. Vos von der madrege vet yoled zocher, that on that level, when normally we say that when there is an esarus l'tata, which means it comes from below, you put in the effort, then you give birth to a son, which means it'll be a strong and a lasting accomplishment. But if it comes from Isarus Eila, Ish Mazriyat Chila, it comes from above, then it only gives birth to a weaker level of accomplishment, Nekeva. But here we're saying that even though the Geula Asida will come completely from above, even higher than Tshuva, But still, from that madrega, it will give birth to Yeled Zachar, which means Agulus Yesh Lakiyim, a redemption which will have an eternal effect. It will be like a Zachar, like a male which is has a stronger constitution. Agula Nitzch is an eternal Gula, a filavan Ish Mazriyatchila, even though it comes from Ish, from Hashem Himself, that it's being initiated by Him, but by the Gula Mitzvah Shlema, even though it'll come from above, it'll still be eternal. As it's vet l'shana above Arad Yisrael, that it'll be that next year we will already be in Eretz Yisrael. L'shana above Necherim, next year Pesach we will be truly free people. V'kreitim v'smei rechami admor taisha, as the Friedige Rebbe explained. As nish medavart n'chaz v'shalom b'zim shana above. What that means is not that we have to wait until next year and then we'll be free. Not at all. Nor as vet take of miyad b'nissan zeh. It'll happen already in this Nisan, right after Pesach or even on Pesach. But derech memeila is min b'shana abba b'arad Yisrael, and therefore, since we went out 11 and a half months earlier from Golos, so then next year Pesach we're already in Gula in Eretz Yisrael. U'b'nei chayrim we're free. B'nei lo hashir chadash. And we will sing to you with a new song. And the word shir is not shira, which is usually a feminine word, but it's shir, a masculine word. Loshen zachar al gula seinu, meaning to say that it's an eternal geula. And the song is a strong song. In other words, praising Hashem for the eternal geula al gula seinu b'tzus nafshenu, for our redemption and the redemption of our souls.